Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Sabe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Sabe here with Mike Gary, and we are now closing in on the month of September, which means college football, professional football are now starting. College football is opening up with a pretty good weekend of big games. The biggest one on the ledger is probably Clemson at Georgia, number one. And if you remember, Georgia was the number one ranked team in the country, pretty much secured a spot in the Final Four, lost their final game, and got wiped out when they arranged the alignment. And they ended up playing Florida State and clobbering Florida State in their bowl game, but I'm interested to see how they respond after getting left out of that opportunity. Other games you might be interested in is USC opens on the road at Baton Rouge against LSU, and that's a Sunday broadcast.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game.
And along with Miami and Florida, that's a key regional battle beginning in Texas. A&M hosts Notre Dame. So lots of interesting games on the ledger for college football this weekend. Shohei Ohtani has reached the 40-40, which means 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases, the first Dodger to ever do so. And he's also getting strong competition for player of the year, not only just the most valuable player, but Aaron Judge is putting on a spectacular show in New York.
Yeah, he's getting accolades and records that were the same names as Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, yeah. And that's a great company to be in.
Not only does he play in New York, he's matched up with those legendary names as well. And don't forget, George Brett last week on our show mentioned Kansas City's rise in the American League Central, led by Bobby Witt Jr., who's having a year of ages as well. So some serious years being had by some really great players. I'm excited that pro football is also on the verge of opening up. My friend Larry Kahn, who works for USA Radio, broadcaster of NFL games, is going to be opening up at SoFi Stadium with the Raiders, and that's a week away. So I'm getting excited about possibly even getting to go to that game.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, sure would. Yeah. So lots of interesting things happening in the world of sports. The baseball pennant races are getting closer and closer, and it'll be interesting to see if the Dodgers can hold off the charging Arizona Diamondbacks and the San Diego Padres. So we've got much more coming up with our special guest, Ira Joe Fisher, after this break. And it's now time to move over to the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Krieger. Brad, welcome.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, you know, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about sequence of return risk, safe withdrawal rates, valuations, and basically the general gist of it is the markets are on a hot streak, and they have been for quite some time. Question for you, Ron, was how did you guys approach a hot streak?
Pretty much stay with what's working.
So don't change anything, just kind of leave it alone.
It's going to run its course, but yeah, you stay with what works.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know this is obvious, but sports and playing and being on a hot streak, and whether your team wins the World Series or the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals or the Stanley Cup is a little bit different. And if you lose, you're going to be bummed out. But if you lose a bunch of your money, it's going to impact your life in a very different way. And so, if we could put up that investor credit and market chart that shows basically the markets, which is that blue line starting from left to the right going up, and then margin debt, negative credit balances in that red mountain going down. It's inverted to the markets. And if you look at this chart carefully, you'll see that margin debt and the markets are very highly correlated, meaning when we start to pull back on the market seems to start losing steam or start losing and going backwards. Margin debt gets paid off. And if it really gets bad, like in 2001 and 2008, margin credit, there's positive credit balances. We haven't seen that quite some time. What's interesting is, as we talked about earlier, market valuations are 163% above the mean, which is a way above historical highs. As of the end of July, we're at 168%. The last time we saw a pretty good correction was 2001, a dot-com bubble, minus 50% on the S&P, minus 85% on NASDAQ. 08, 09, minus 50% in the S&P. 2018, we lost 4.3%. 2022, we lost 18%. Okay, that shows that there's a long period of time before we've seen, since the last time we've seen corrections. And if you understand margin debt and how it plays into it, when we see this next turn in the market and people start selling off margin debt, it's going to get ugly fast. So what I tell people is to be a little cautious when markets are at their highs, be aggressive when markets are correcting and low, going low. It's buy low, sell high. And that is for a reason. You want to buy low, sell high. Anyway, that's for this week.
All right, there you have it. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Ron.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned to See About That with special guest Ira Joe Fisher. And Ira will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONCE when checking out at melissas.com. It gives me great pleasure to veer away from baseball a little bit and now get with a person, Ira Joe Fisher, who is an accomplished broadcaster, poet, educator. He's been around, got a start in Spokane with his television career and ended up in New York City for 14 years or so doing things, but I want to welcome Ira to the show. Welcome, Ira, and what's going on in your life today?
Well, bless you, Ron. I am so delighted and honored to be with you today. Thank you so much. What's going on? I'm continuing to teach. You know, I was in radio and television for, 100 years, and that, as I often say, Ron, is a business for people who are young and good-looking. I used to be one. But now I'm neither. So I have actually pursued my second parallel career, which was as a writer. And I am teaching creative writing and enjoying it immensely. I love it. We have also a facility here in my Connecticut town called Founders Hall, which is for people 55 and older. I thought it was pounds, but it turns out it's years. Okay. And so anyway, I teach a poetry class there. And I'm really loving life. I love Connecticut. We're on opposite sides of the country, right?
You are. And, you know, you've had a wide variety of things that you have gotten involved with. You know, you were educated at Syracuse University, majoring in drama and Russian, which actually came into a workable life thing when you served in the military. You were a translator. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I went into the military. This was during the Vietnam War.
Yes, it was.
You know what, Ron? I flunked out of college and lost my draft deferment and went into the military. And they give you a bunch of tests during boot camp to determine what areas you're going to work in the military. And apparently I have a proclivity for learning languages. So they sent me to Syracuse University, where I studied with people who had defected from the then Soviet Union and learned to speak and read Russian. And, oh, my goodness, it was such a great gift to encounter this language and the Russian literature, and I've been in love with it ever since. So I was stationed then in Japan for 2 years. Why Japan and Russian? Well, because Japan is close to the Russian Kamchatka Peninsula, and we were able to listen courteously to Russian radio broadcasts. And that was a great joy in my life. I love the Russian language and speaking it, and have a few friends with whom I can converse.
Well, it definitely took you to some crazy places, but I do remember the time. You and I are within a year of each other. You're a Halloween baby, which I think is pretty awesome. You got the whole world celebrating your birthday and don't know it. Exactly. In costumes,
right.
Which I think is really quite unique. I don't know if I have met anybody else who has had a birthday on Halloween, but enough said there. I do remember the Vietnam War, and I can empathize with what you must have been going through because we were all in that same boat. You had to have a student deferment. And once you fell out, which I felt like I was kind of in the same boat, you know, I'm trying to dodge this thing as well as I can and stay within my deferment lines. But, a very unfortunate thing. I did lose some friends in Vietnam, was definitely where you had to it was destiny. If you were not protected, you were going to go to boot camp and you were going to go to Vietnam.
Well, yes, I did not go to Vietnam. I did not ever do anything courageous or heroic, but I did serve the country for 4 years in the military and emerged unscathed. But that was a sad chapter, wasn't it?
Yes,
in
it
our
was.
Lives. And we as young men, while we thought about it, well, every day. And in fact, I still think about those days, and sometimes even dream about that I'm young again and in the military.
Yeah, my father served in Vietnam, 69 to 70, and he never really spoke that much about it. And now he's starting to speak more about it, and talk about his emotions and feelings. Never really involved too much in combat. There was a couple sketchy situations. Getting mortared at his base on his 21st birthday when he was drunk off Everclear, but he is starting to be more open with it. Ira, I want to just briefly ask you, so you started loving literature, and so what did you love first, and where did you want your career to move forward? Was it more towards literature and poetry or broadcasting, and how did those two things commingle?
Well, actually, I don't know, commingle? Well, yeah, I guess they did commingle. From the time I was 4 years old, Mike and Ron, and I'm not exaggerating, I wanted to be on the radio. I was fascinated that voices and music came out of this little box attached to nothing, and it just absolutely fascinated me. So at the age of 16, I got a job in radio. As it would happen, all my life, I have been in love with words and with literature, and so I would attempt to write things. And I'm a voracious reader. And when I was a junior in high school, I think that's when, like with any good romance, I fell irretrievably in love with literature. So I had a dual career, that as a broadcaster and also as a writer. And I wrote for radio and for television and for magazines. And then, was a performer as well. I have led just an absolutely blessed life. So the two... I guess they did commingle, because, as a speaker into a microphone, it is my desire to speak with a particular burnish, and dare I say a poetic burnish. I want to use our language correctly, but I also would like to employ it beautifully. So that was my approach in radio and TV, and certainly in my writing career.
Well, based on your childhood dream, I would say it worked out pretty well for you. I had a childhood dream too, and that was at a very young age, probably about 7 or 8. And I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, and I was bound and determined to make that happen. And I'm sure that whatever incentives pushed you through this and lured you in were probably some of the similar kinds, although in a different direction, because I was not a very good poet. That was not a strong suit for me. I always... admire people who did things so well and made a career out of it. But, you know, you had a broadcasting career, too, that ironically started out at KHQ-TV in Spokane, Washington, eventually moved on to Cincinnati, and the final stop, it looks like, was New York City for quite some time doing various things. You even had your own Ira Jo Fisher show. Tell us a little bit about your start in Spokane and how it got to living in a bigger market, New York.
Well, let me actually adjust this picture a bit. My career actually began in Western New York State when I was 16, a town called Salamanca, WGGO radio. And it was there that I started my radio career. And then because of the military, we were just talking about it. At the end of my four-year enlistment, I wound up at an Air Force base near Spokane, Fairchild. I bet you've heard of that.
I have.
Sure. And that's where I wound up my broadcast career, where I wound up my military service. And I resumed my broadcast career at KHQ radio. And then I always say, because I'm so tall, slim, and handsome, it was inevitable I would get into television. One look at me, you know that's not true. But I did make the transition into television, which I discovered was just radio with your hair combed. And I fell in love with the camera and the people who watched and, being recognized on the street. It was a great joy, a great blessing.
You know, you were in Spokane for 10 years. And yep. I want you to talk a little bit more about that experience in Spokane, because I was a Spokane Indian when you were there. And that was one of my stops on the way to becoming and living out my childhood dream of becoming a Major League Baseball player. But I want to get back to that in our next segment. I want to stop you right here, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with our special guest, Ira Jo Fisher, after this break. Thank you.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Okay, we're back with We'll See About That. Ron Say here again with Mike Gary and our special guest, Ira Jo Fisher. And Ira, I'm going to take you back to the beginnings in Spokane and see where this progression goes.
Let's do it.
So your time in Spokane, and now we have a baseball team that has a number of players that eventually graduate to the major leagues, and you have a little bit of a story behind that.
Well, I do. My future father-in-law, Dick Wright, was a play-by-play and color announcer for the Spokane Indians, along with a fellow named Herb Hunter, and they broadcast the games on my radio station, KHQ, Q59. And Dick and I became really good friends, and I spent a lot of time around in that press box at the Fairgrounds Ballpark. Oh, my goodness. It was so much fun. I'm so impatient with people in this day and age who go, baseball games take too long. They ought to shorten the games. I was always one of those people praying for extra innings. I didn't want the experience to end. It was so invigorating. And I remember Ron Say, I remember Tommy Hutton, Bobby Valentine, Steve Garvey, Davey Lopes. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, your skipper, Tommy Lasorda, with whom I became friends. And we would kind of compete for who could get the largest waistline on the planet. And that's among the happy memories that I have. I was so really, really enamored of the Spokane Indians baseball team. And Ron, you're a hero. I have to say it, you're a hero. And then to see you rise to the heights you rose to, the World Series, the Los Angeles Dodgers, all-star status, it was a thrill. It was a thrill. And, you know, to be able to say to the person sitting next to you, yep, I saw him play in Spokane, was really great fun.
Well,
and I didn't
you.
Know until I did a little research that you were from Tacoma,
yeah,
and also that you went to Washington State.
Correct.
That's pretty cool. You're a Cougar.
Yes, I am, and thank you for that. And you know, I visited Spokane this last summer. I still have relatives up there, and we did a book signing at the ballpark, and the ballpark has exponentially grown up and is a beautiful park. Plan to go back there again. If you went to dinner with Tom Lasorda, you probably went to the Spaghetti Factor, but I probably know that he did not pull out his wallet that night. You probably had to.
I think you're right. And the Spaghetti Factory, I haven't thought about that in 100 years. The Spaghetti Factory was wonderful, especially if you got to sit in the trolley car, remember? Inside the Spaghetti Factory. Oh, my goodness. See, I lobbied with them to fill that trolley car with spaghetti and try to let me eat my way out. Well. But anyway, they never took me up on that. And then at the bottom of Division Street was this wonderful Chinese restaurant, and I went there a couple of times with Tom and his family. And well, anyway, when you talk with or about Lasorda, the conversation usually comes to be about food. But what a good guy.
I can pretty much guarantee that if you were eating with Lasorda as many times as you did, your knives and forks were probably bronzed in the city of Spokane.
There you go. I want to be in the Grill of Fame. Yes. Yeah.
Let's move on to New York and your show. Actually, your Ira Jo Fisher show started, what, in 1985? You ran for four
Correct.
Years?
Yeah. Actually, it was St. Patrick's Day of 86, and this was in Cincinnati. Everybody always goes, oh, WKRP? No, WKRC in Cincinnati. Yeah. And you know with whom I worked? Let's drop some names here.
Go ahead.
I worked with a fellow by the name of Nick Clooney, who is George Clooney's father.
All right.
And Rosemary Clooney's brother. And he is one of the giants in my life and in my heart. Well, we just celebrated in January his 90th birthday. So Nick and I worked together. And a sports fellow by the name of Denny Jansen, Walt Mayer, Oh, my goodness. Such dear and charming people. And we worked together for a number of years. Yeah. And it was a great experience. And then I wound up in New York. I never planned anything, Ron. It just kind of happened. And as I've said earlier, my life has been a blessing. It really has. I never really planned anything. It just kind of happened.
Well, I mean,
oh, and by the way, in Spokane, it was there that I met my beloved wife, Shelley, and her dad, Dick, became my father-in-law.
There you go.
And so all kinds of good things have come from Spokane for me.
Well, it's also, I mean, Ira, have the triple crown because you worked not only for WABC, WNBC, and also WCBS in New York City.
I can't hold a job, Mike.
The number one market in the world, all three of the national networks. I mean, that's unprecedented.
Well, is it? I don't know. I worked with some wonderful people, gosh, among whom you might remember Tom Snyder.
Oh, yeah, I know, Tom.
Regis Philbin.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Kaidi Tong, Cindy Hsu. Oh, my goodness. Ralph Penza. These are dear people. You know what I have found? And I bet, Ron, and Mike, it's probably true in your business as well, but I bet you in baseball, as it is in broadcasting, what now that you're no longer playing the game, I bet what you miss, Ron, are the friendships that you made while you were playing ball. Is that not true?
We will always have that. Yeah, I miss, I no longer work for the Dodgers as well, but one of the things that I do miss is all the people that I used to come into contact every single day, you know, from the moment that I drove into the stadium until I left. You know, there was a security person or somebody running in the elevator or somebody manning the suites or somebody just working in the stadium, period. Develop a relationship with all those people and be able to learn something about them and their families was basically what it was about more for me than any of it. But, yes, what a valuable experience, you know, that was. You also were a weatherman, and you have something that's very unique that was done. You used to write backwards on plexiglass during your weather presentations. How did that happen? And you must have got a lot of attention for that.
Well, I did. I'd like to think we helped boost the ratings, but you'd have to ask somebody else if that were true. And let me correct you. I wasn't a weatherman. I was a weather reporter.
Okay.
I am not a meteorologist or a scientist of any kind, but I developed this way of presenting by writing on a piece of plexiglass backwards. When I was in the third grade, Ron and Mike, I was terrible at arithmetic. And I would, instead of doing the math problem on the paper, I would draw pictures on the top of the paper. And then I discovered one day I wanted to write backwards and discovered that I could do so. I guess it's called reversed perception, and it's not unusual. I would receive letters when I was in television every day from people who had written them beautifully, meticulously backward. But I decided, you know, why do this for a hobby? Why not do it for free? Plus, the added benefit of writing backwards, looking directly into the camera, was you didn't get to see my bald spot.
Well, it sounds like an incredibly interesting. You have, you know, you have something there that was your calling card. I think after a while, people probably expected you to do that with frequency.
Well, I'm ready to. You should see my checkbook. It's a mess already.
Yeah, well, you ought to see the poem that I wrote lately.
Oh, you guys are terrific! What a joy this is for me.
You know, I have to ask you a question. You know, you obviously your love is in poetry, and you had a person that you know you pretty much became an expert with, Robert Frost. Incredible person to pick. What an accomplished career he had. How did this impact of Robert Frost have on you?
Well, I still remember the first time I read a Robert Frost poem, and I was a junior in high school, and our teacher assigned us the Frost poem, and I'm thinking, oh gosh, who wants to read a poem? And I'm telling you, Ron, that it just so deeply, physically affected me, and I fell immediately in love with poetry in particular, but with Robert Frost in particular. And I've made a study of his life. I went back to school and got my master's degree in poetry, and wow. I wrote my thesis on Frost.
Wow.
Because I'm just fascinated by his life and by his poetry. So, and I dream, sometimes I dream that I'm having a conversation with Robert Frost. And you know what, Ron? He was a huge baseball fan and played it well into his 60s.
You know, I know that he died early as far as age is concerned for the both of us. I think you're probably about 15 years old when he passed.
Yes.
So how did you get so wound up with Robert Frost, because his work now was not continuing? It kind of stopped. What favorite works do you have that poems that you have are your favorites?
Well, I grew up in a very rural area in Western New York, dairy farms, woods. And so he writes a great deal about that kind of an environment. Let me recite for you a very brief Robert Frost poem. It's called The Pasture. I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear, I may. I shan't be gone long. You come too. I'm going out to fetch the little calf that's standing by its mother. It's so young it totters when she licks it with her tongue. I shan't be gone long. You come too. Gee, that poem said to me that I am invited into this world that Robert Frost is reporting on. And it's a world that I've lived in and that I love and embrace and, to the extent that I'm able, understand. So Robert Frost, yes, is Robert Frost and Emily Dickinson are my North Stars when it comes to poetry.
Ira, that was absolutely awesome. Amazing for you to be able to come with that just off the collar. We've got to take another quick break, and we're going to be back with our special guest, Ira Jo Fisher, after this moment. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is sponsored by Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new Fiery Menu, featuring the Fiery Bacon Whopper, Fiery Mozzarella Fries, Fiery Chicken Fries, and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. The menu is a fiery take on your BK favorites, with spice levels from mild to wild, offering something for everyone so all spice lovers can truly have it their way. Start with spice level 1 with Fiery Strawberry and Sprite. Sprite taken up a notch with a Fiery Strawberry Puree for a refreshing sip with just enough kick to leave you wanting more. Add Fiery Mozzarella Fries or Fiery Chicken Fries to your meal for extra flavor and heat. True spice seekers should look no further than the Fiery Bacon Royal Crispy Chicken. At spice level 5, this sandwich features a crispy white meat breast fillet coated with fiery glaze and topped with crispy fiery seasoned bacon, pepper jack cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, and creamy fiery sauce on a toasted bun. To find your nearest restaurant and learn more about the Fiery Menu, please visit www.bk.com. Limited time only.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/31. Price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy 2 or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get 3 bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the great Ron Say. And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, 1975. The Dodgers beat the New York Mets 7-0 and 5-2 as Ron Say had back-to-back two home run games, leading the way by homering four times in six at-bats with five runs scored and six RBIs and two walks. Very nice.
That's a pretty good start to the end of August. Yeah,
not
I like that.
All. Not bad at all.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, that was my
when you hit those home runs, how do you feel as a human being, as an athlete?
Elated. It's, you know, basically, you know, I was designed, I think, in this game to drive in runs, and home runs was the best way for me to do most of that damage. And I developed it over a period of time, and you know, was one of my strong suits. And I wasn't Maury Wills, but this is what I did to earn my paycheck. And it turned out to be, I ended up being the, before I left the Dodgers, I was the number one ranked home run hitter in LA Dodger history. So, it worked out pretty good. Back to a couple of things that I want to make sure that I bring up. You did a stretch where you did 500 shows off Broadway with Fanatics, and you played Huckleby. Tell us about that and how you developed that. How you decided to develop that role, that person. How did it all come about?
Well, I was on television in New York and a frequent theater attender and have acted in theater at various stages in my life. This is professional, top-notch Actors Equity Theater, the Fantastics at the legendary Sullivan Street Playhouse. I went to the show and then was invited backstage to meet the cast. And then the next day I was called by the producer, "Would you be interested in going into the cast?" And I almost fainted at the question, "Are you kidding? I would love to do it." And so I did. And it, like many things I've done in my life, was such a tremendous joy, Ron and Mike. I just took so to the role and would look so forward to going out on the stage and entertaining the audience. And I would sing songs along with my other cast members and dance and all. Can't do that anymore. But, oh, my goodness, it was so much fun. And we had, such songs as "Plant a Radish, Get a Radish, Never Any Doubt. That's Why I Love Vegetables, You Know What You're About." And then you have the beautiful "Try to Remember a Kind of September." There's so much wonderful, memorable, legendary music woven into that play called The Fantastic. So like many things, was one of the joys of my life.
You just spoke something that's really evocative to me, Ira. You talked about joy, and you know, talking to you, you it seems that in all of your career, and even just talking to you now, you exhibit so much joy in performance. And I wonder also how that factors into your teaching career now. Do you have that much joy teaching as you do performing, and are those two things the same?
They are. You've hit the nail on the head. Forgive the cliche. Yep. Teaching is performing, and I make sure that I am a performer as well as an educator. And my reason for doing that is if I can exhibit the joy that I receive from literature, I would hope that it would be contagious in a healthy way, and it would cause my students to find a similar degree of joy in the literature that I ask them to encounter. Here's what I strongly believe. I strongly believe this, Ron and Mike, that poetry, literature exists in all of us. We loved poems as children. We got away from them as we aged. And what I try to do is invite the poetry to reemerge, come to the surface, and put that wonderful word joy into this thing we call learning. That's what I attempt to do. Whether I succeed or not, you'd have to ask one of my students.
Well, I would say if I'm one of your students, based on what I've been listening to in a short period of time, I'm going to learn a lot.
Yeah, and I'm front row center. I'm registering for your class as early as
I
can.
Come on, guys. Come on.
We're dead serious about this. This is a privilege. We don't have an opportunity to run into a lot of people with this passion about things, and the fact that it's related to reading and poetry, something that I think we could do a lot more of these days. You're hitting a mark today, and it's very pleasing to hear about your dedication to it. But my question about doing, on stage stuff as a performer from a different kind, ours was live, which means it's a different show every single night. Yours is scripted. You have the same things to do each and every night. How did you, as a performer, keep that fresh? Because saying the same old things, doing the same old things night after night after night can get a little monotonous. Did you have any range of creativity to, change a little bit or do something a little bit differently?
Most assuredly. When I first went into the show, The Fantastics, my director said, listen, I want you to attend a few performances, but do not memorize anything that the other actor is doing who is in the role at the moment. In other words, the actor whose place I would be taking.
Right.
I want you to make it your own. And you know what? Here's my answer. It's going to sound silly, but this is true. I have never encountered a cheeseburger that I did not like. But the thing is, and yet every time I have a cheeseburger, it's a new and glorious cheeseburger experience. Okay. The same is true with inhabiting a role on the stage. Try to make it new and fresh.
Well, the man with the words, I got your point. Well done. I want to move on to you're a voiceover artist as well. That's time consuming. How much?
I wish it were more time consuming. I keep waiting for your phone to ring. I'm ready to go. Yes.
So some of the bigger voiceover things that you really got involved with, that you really enjoyed doing, can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I did some commercials, automobile commercials, for Toyota, for a dealership here in town. And when I was in Spokane, especially because I was on radio and TV, I did an awful lot of commercials for businesses in Spokane, Bergen's Furniture, the Pine Shed, places where Lasorda and I had lunch. But it's just so much fun to play, in my opinion, with the human voice. And I am so concerned about proper inflection and bending a syllable in a certain way. Ron, it's subtle, like adjusting your swing so that you could hit a pitcher's curveball, for example. I don't know how to do it, but I'm thinking it's a similar experience for how you approach the art of hitting or fielding a grounder. Keep your head down. Keep the glove down. So voiceover work is also acting. And I always had a character I did on my radio show. I referred to him as Howard Joe. It was an impersonation of the inimitable Howard Cosell. And I think, Ron,
that's you awesome. And I
know he's a legend in his own mind.
Oh, my God. You are poetry in motion. I swear to God. This is fantastic. I'm having a great time with this, Ira. This is educational, inspiring, funny.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it's pretty much covering the whole gamut.
Yeah. So, Ira, I mean, you've done it all. You've worked all over the place, film, radio, TV, theater. What kind of advice would you give for somebody trying to break into the business now? Because it seems like a lot of, everybody's drinking from a funnel. Everybody can just put themselves on tape by themselves, submit it. How would you recommend for young people to get involved in the creative arts?
Well, I would say, first of all, get a copy of a daily newspaper. I would choose the New York Times. Get a copy of your weekly newspaper in your little hometown in East Cupcake, Iowa. Get a copy of the newspaper and by yourself, read the stories out loud. Grow accustomed to how your voice sounds, and then make sure that you read every day. I'm talking about some good literature, and I'm talking about the daily newspaper. And also, I would get old broadcast shows to listen to where you listen to announcers who very precisely and dramatically speak the language. We've lost that craft of communicating as an announcer. And it makes me sad. Ron, it's like expansion in baseball. It's inevitable that you add another couple of teams to the league, you're going to dilute the talent. While this has happened with the proliferation of cable, we have diluted the talent. And the farther in years we get away from how it was once particularly poetic, then the farther away from it we get, and it becomes less and less poetic. Last, I'm sorry, I sounded like a fossil here.
No,
but I feel passionately about that.
I feel passionately as well. And last question from me here, Ira, is who's the best you've ever seen? Broadcaster, best broadcaster you've ever seen?
Nick Clooney, hands down, without a doubt. Nick Clooney in Cincinnati. Oh, my God. And he's done it all, and he can do anything. Nick Clooney.
Wow. I'm speechless. You know, we're down to our last minute, Ira, and okay. I can't even
I'll leave
begin.
Out the verbs.
I want to thank you so much for joining us. This is, like I said, a recap of all the things that I've said. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. You're a breath of fresh air. I hope that you have continued success with your passion with poetry and literature and whatever. You're welcome to come back whenever you want to talk about this again.
Open door policy for you, Ira.
Yeah, the door is wide open.
You have my phone number, guys. You call me anytime. What a joy to be in your company. And Ron, I'm not kidding, I'm a fan. And Mike, no, I'm a fan of yours, for goodness sakes.
Right,
I didn't think you had room for more fandom, and I do.
All right, there you have it from Ira Joe Fisher. Thank you so much. It has been an honor having you on the show, and best of luck and be well, be safe. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you. Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit melissas.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's melissas.com, promo code RONSAY.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Campy?
Okay, we're back with our last segment of We'll See About That. And I just want to make a reminder to you that you can please visit me at my website, theronsayshow.com. We have a list of all of our podcasts over there with all of our guests and future guests as well. And the copy of my book, Penguin Power, is also available over there with multiple signings and available at the site. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at the official Ron Say Show. And now it's back to talking about what a special segment we had today with Ira Joe Fisher. What an incredible interview that was.
I mean, I've never met the man. And then he comes on and his warmth, his joy, which he talks about, and just his verve of life is so contagious that it was so hard. We had to actually take a break because we just had these grins on our face. He's full of whimsy. True. And when he recited that Robert Frost poem from memory, looking right into the camera, absolute goosebumps.
Yeah, and then started singing about the songs that he did on Fantastics.
Yeah.
That's a professional performer there. I just was I'm really gassed over that. That was terrific.
Yeah, it's one of the best interviews I think that I've been a part of.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
and we've had some great guests.
Oh, absolutely.
This has been a little bit off the collar for where we normally go.
Yeah.
But wow.
That's why I love this show so much, and I think why it resonates with the audience is because, you know, we have George Brett 1 week.
Yeah.
You know, a tough as nails, pine tar covered, umpire slugging, baseball legend, Hall of Famer. And then the next week we have, you know, one of the great broadcasters in Ira, autodidacts, college professor, poetry expert, Russian language speaker. I mean, this is why I love doing this
and
show.
He's still teaching, and I think I might sign up for his class. And I want to be in the front row.
I know. if they offered his class online, I would be disappointed because I would want to be in the man's presence.
Yeah, no question. Okay, thanks again for tuning on in with us this week with the great Ira Joe Fisher. Next week we have Brian Kelsey, American television host, author, and voiceover artist, better known for the work that he did with House Calls and 10 Minutes. So please join us for that. interview next week. And in between time, don't forget, we got college football around the corner, pro football, baseball, you name it. It's all coming at you. Have a great weekend. And I hope that all your teams win and all your favorite players do well. Please join us next week on We'll See About That. Have a great weekend.